5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Return the sender. Return the sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox and sent a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return the sender, address unknown. No such person, no such soul.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
The writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. Return the sender, return the sender, return the sender, return the sender, return the sender.
Alternate from 1962, but a number two hit for Elvis Presley, Return to Sender.
Love it. Love that one.
I know you do, and so do I, and we know you all love Elvis just as much as we do, and that is why today's show, we are celebrating all the big hits of Elvis Presley, and the, you know, what happened years ago this week. We lost our guy, and we're not going to dwell on that. Mm. We're going to dwell on all the great music that he gave us.
That's right.
All the great music to this day that we celebrate and listen to when we're in a bad mood, we're in a sad mood. We crank this guy up, and he just makes us feel good.
Yes, he does, still.
And when you want a pretty love song or a nice little sweet, tender melody, he gives you that, too. You're going to hear all of those.
Yep.
In fact, everything you hear today is going to be a top 20 hit.
Absolutely.
It could have came from the country charts. It could have come from the pop charts, the rock and roll charts. But these are all top 20 hits today on Blue Suede Connection.
All right. I'm ready.
And you're going to share, though, you're going to share some little tidbits throughout the show today, which I think is really fun.
Okay.
And there's a very special list that we have shared before in the show. But you're going to share it again today because we like sharing it because it's kind of funny and it's interesting.
It's like bragging.
Absolutely. All right. Let's get things started with a number one hit from 1956. This is what Elvis does to TL and all you girls out there. He gets you all shook up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. My tongue gets
hands tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and a love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
You're trying to bribe me, aren't you, with those flowers? Okay. It works. I'll be over in a minute.
Your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. I do have, I do hope, I do mind. Don't want a silver dollar. Rabbit's foot on a string. A happiness and your warm caress. No rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm. You sweet delight. I want a good luck charm. I hang it on my arm. I do have, I do have, to hope, to hope.
My wife Peggy has a bad case of EA, Elvis addiction, so I turned her on to Blue Suede Connection, and now I'm King of the Hill.
Can understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why.
Great live song there from 1970, number 9 on the charts, The Wonder of You.
That's a fan favorite wherever you go.
Absolutely. We are celebrating the music of Elvis Presley today. We celebrate his music every week.
Absolutely.
And we do our themes on the show. We have, you know, our gospel and our country and our alternate take shows, and people love it. But today it's all about just those big songs, the big ones that made him Elvis Presley.
That's right.
And made all of us so happy, that made us become fans. And, you know, by playing these hits, you know, back in the day when you first heard these hits, you got to think about it. They are the songs that led us to find the other good stuff, the gold mines that we didn't know existed.
Yeah, when you first became a fan, you got all the, you know, the big hits, and then you went digging for more. Yeah.
Like Promised Land. Great song, and that pulls you in. I want to find out what else is on that album.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you find out all these great songs from Promised Land, which you'll hear later
today. It's a treasure hunt.
Absolutely. Now, we hope that you're enjoying the show, and we know you are because it's Elvis. That's why you're tuned in.
Exactly.
But we'd love to hear from you, and there's ways you can learn more about the show, learn about us, and see funny pictures of me and beautiful pictures of TL. They can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, just type in Blue Suede Connection in the search bar.
That's where they're going to see the funny pictures of me and the beautiful pictures of you.
And the cat and all the other things.
You saw me crying in the jam, the tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched and I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search and you'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
I may go down in history as one of the best presidents ever, but Elvis Presley will by far be one of the world's greatest kings.
I wish came true.
My wish came true.
When I met you.
When I met you.
I've searched and searched.
Ooh,
my whole life through.
My whole life through.
There's just one thing.
Forever you play with love. I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. 99 make 14, 4 and 4 make 9. The clock is striking 13, I think I lost my mind. Who knows, getting aggravating. How long can I keep waiting? Tell me if you love me, yes or no. I gotta know, gotta know. Away my cares and woe. I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. Oh, how much I need you. How pity on this heart of mine. Whatever you need and want me to, I'll leave you one and only till the end of time. Saw the fortune teller and my fortune read. She sent me to the doctor who sent me straight to bed. So lonesome and I'm lovesick. My cares and woe. I gotta know, gotta know.
How can a song like that not put you in a good mood?
Oh, absolutely.
You got to tap your toes to that. I saw you snapping your pen over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And singing right along. That's what we want you
to
do.
I like to sing the Jordanaires part.
I know, I know. And, you know, we say it every single show, but I'm telling you, folks, if you got headphones, slap them babies on and listen to the show. You hear so much more inside those headphones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. I mentioned Promised Land.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you to the Promised Land right after this. And you are going to talk Little Elvis with us, huh?
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Oh, get on up.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. I straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. The trouble that turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. Now people there who care a little about me and have let the poor boy down. Hey. Thank you.
from 1974.
Woo!
That was a number 14 top hit for the man himself. Title cut from the Promised Land album.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great album. And I know you fluctuate towards those 70s albums.
Oh,
so I know,
man. Yeah.
I know that's on your top 10 list probably of albums.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to talk all Elvis today as we do every week. Mm-hmm. But it's all positive, good stuff, which it is every week. But even more today, you're just going to share little tidbits throughout the show today about Elvis. So
absolutely.
Learn us something.
All right. So musicradar.com has some fun Elvis facts. Did you know that Elvis collected statues of Venus de Milo and Joan of Arc?
I did not know that.
I did know about Venus. I was aware of Joan of Arc.
I did not know that. Hi-yo.
Elvis' shoe size was 11.
I did not know that.
Elvis memorized every line from the 1970 film Patton.
I knew he did from the James Dean movie, but I didn't know he did it from Patton, too.
Yeah, he did Patton, too. The FBI has more than 600 pages on file in Elvis' name.
Okay.
Because he was such a threat.
All right.
And the plural of Elvis is, do you know?
Elvi?
Elvi.
Okay,
yes.
I did know that.
Yeah, sure. All right. So smart.
Good stuff, baby.
Rock and roll has been around for many years. It used to be called rhythm and blues. And as far back as I can remember, it's been very big, although in the last 5 years it's gotten much bigger. But I personally don't think it will ever die completely out. Because they're going to have to get something mighty good to take its place.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister, and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old mo-evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been a growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
It's a little bit country, it's a little bit gospel, it's a little bit soul, it's a whole lot of rock and roll, it's Blue Suede Connection, baby!
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, ever since the world began. Listen here to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began. Clear. I keep you coming.
got them picking fingers out my curly hair. Oh, yeah. Elvis at the world began. King who was doing swell till he started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Elvis and the Wonder Man. A rock. If she ever went away, I'd cry around the clock. I hope you.
Oh, yeah.
Elvis and the world again. Oh, any woman better thrown into fire, man.
Tonight, do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and call you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love. Was my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I think you can clearly guess where that ranked on the charts.
Oh, yeah. Got to be number one.
Absolutely.
Right?
In 1960, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Just the one and that loving you, baby. Let me ask you this, Elvis. What do you consider to be the best record that you've made so far?
Don't Be Cruel.
You think that's your best record?
Yes, sir.
You like it better than the rest of them?
I've tried several times to top it, and I haven't been able to so far.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
All right, we're rolling right along here on Blue Suede Connection. And, you know, TL, you and I are not the only Elvis fans in the world.
Really?
There's a lot of us out there.
Good thing, since we have a radio show.
Yeah. Now, back a few years ago when we started Blue Suede Connection, it wasn't just you and I either.
Yes, that's correct.
There was a very special fella that helped kick off this show with us. He's an entertainer here in the area. He's known all over Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia.
Yeah.
And in Pennsylvania. I call him Little E. I call him Sexy K. I call him lots of things. But his name is Kevin Booth, and he's a wonderful friend of ours. So, Kevin, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Dan. Trish, good to be with y'all.
We want to hear from you, Kevin. You know, just kind of tell us what Elvis means to you as a fan. Not as an artist, not as an entertainer, but as Kevin Booth himself.
Well, you know what? I said it way back then, and I still say it now. His music, everything that he left us, has gotten me through some of the toughest times in my life.
Yeah.
I don't remember a time in my life when there wasn't Elvis. I mean, ever since the age of 5 years old, you know, his music has always been my escape, my happy place, and it's always been there for me. He's always been there for me. There's Elvis music for every mood.
You know, right.
Yeah, contemplative that's true. Mood, if you're in a sad mood, a happy mood, a gospel mood, whatever mood you're in, there's an Elvis song to turn to, and him and his music have always been there for me, and amazing. A few years later, we're sitting here still talking about his enduring legacy. It's incredible.
A Blue Suede Connection. We'll be right back.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
I don't want my heart to be broken, but it's the only one I got. So, darling, please be careful, even though I care a lot. Darling, please don't break my heart, I beg of you.
tears are fall. And you know I hate to cry, but that's what I'm bound to happen if you ever say goodbye. Darling, please don't say goodbye, I beg of you. Hold my hand and promise that you'll always love me too. Make me know you love me the same way I love you, little girl. You've got me at your mercy, but I'm in love with you. So please don't take advantage, cause you know my love is true. But darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Hold my hand and promise that you'll always love me too. Make me know you love me the same way I love you, little girl. You've got me at your mercy, now that I'm in love with you. So please don't take advantage, cause you know my love is true. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you.
Number 8 from 1956, I beg of you. We're playing it all today, folks. We're playing all those great songs from the 50s, 60s, and 70s that our guy put out there. And, you know, everybody has a favorite decade, so you're going to be happy with today's show.
Absolutely.
Everybody has a favorite Elvis top hit, and you're going to hear it today pretty much.
Yay!
I said pretty. I'm from the country, aren't I?
Pretty.
That's not very professional radio talk. That's pretty much what you're going to hear today. Pretty. Oh,
that's boring.
I can't say pretty.
That's boring. I like it the other way.
I gotta be me. All right, speaking of gotta be me, Elvis had to be him. And tell us something we don't know about him. Maybe we don't know.
Let's see. Do you know what his two favorite books were?
I knew the Bible was definitely one.
That's right. Okay. And The Impersonal Life by Joseph Benner is the other one.
Okay, okay.
Philosophical book.
Right. Have you ever read it?
No. I have always kind of meant to, and I just never got around to it.
I'm surprised because Elvis loved it so much that you haven't read it.
Yeah.
Maybe, is there an audio version we can download and listen to at night?
I bet there is. It's been out there a while.
Okay.
How about this one? Graceland was declared a national landmark in what year?
Oh, geez.
It's not been that long.
So I would say in the 90s, maybe?
No. Not quite that long ago, but 2006.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so fairly recently.
It took a long time, though.
Yes. I mean,
it's been around for a while. It's a tourist place.
So what's great about that is now that it's a national landmark, nothing can ever happen to it.
Well, that's
like
a good deal.
The Presleys, you know, 50 years from now, there's not a Presley alive or something. It's still going to be there. So.
I like that. That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, baby. You got a lot more of that stuff coming, don't you?
Yeah.
There are hundreds of thousands of your fans, and they're all probably wondering about your new releases and what your plans are for the immediate future.
I don't know when a new release will be out. You know, my last one, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, is doing okay.
This is one of the biggest smash hits in America today.
Well, it's doing okay. I'll say it's doing okay. And my next one will probably be Hound Dog, the one I've been doing on television a lot. You know, we've had a lot of requests. RC Victor has had a lot of orders, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. You ain't looking for a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. All the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
Hey, Fred, what do you think about Blue Suede Connection?
Well, Bonnie, I got three big words for you.
Yabba-dabba-doo! When your heart gets restless, time to move along. When your heart gets weary, time to sing a song. But when a dream is calling you, there's just one thing that you can do. You've got to follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. You got to follow that dream to find the love you need. Gotta find me someone whose heart is free. Someone to look for my dream with me. And when I find her, I may find out that's what my dreams are all about. I've got to follow that dream wherever that dream may lead me. I got to follow that dream to find the love I need.
Hey, baby, I ain't asking much of you. No, 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 baby, I ain't asking much of you.
Just a bigger, bigger, bigger hungry love, I will do.
Don't be a stingy little mama. You about to stop me half to death. You could spare a kiss or two, and still I've been in love on the bay.
No, 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 no.
I ain't asking much of you.
No, 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 no. Just a bigger, bigger, bigger hug of love. I will just do it.
Number one from 1959. The correct title is Big Hunk O' Love.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Big Hunk of Love. It's
of
Big,
love.
Big Hunk
love.
O' Love.
Oh, love of love. Potatoes, potatoes.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Welcome, everybody, once again to Blue Suede Connection. We hope you're having a good time. And it's the anniversary of our guy's passing. And today, we are just playing all those great top 20 songs that yep. made him Elvis Presley and made him the most beloved, most wonderful, most cherished singer in the history
That's
of
right.
music.
That's
and
right.
not just rock and roll music, because you're hearing songs yep. from the country charts, from the gospel mm-hmm. charts, from the rock and roll, from the pop charts. And which
you
reminds me
it.
Of that list that you're going to read next hour when I say all those different
yep, I got to take yeah. big breaths for that
exactly.
one.
You know who we're going to hear from the next hour, too, is Alice Cooper. He's going to share a little bit about Elvis. He got to meet him one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the snake man met Elvis.
Man.
Yeah, he's going to talk
he's
about it.
He's a very smart guy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know what you're thinking. He's played a lot of 60s and a lot of 50s, only a little bit of 70s. And I'm a 70s girl, so I want to hear some 70s Elvis.
Bring it on.
All right, here you go.
Yeah.
she's giving in. A stranger's all you'll find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby. Like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. That's when I think I know her well. Her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby.
J.D., tell them that they're fantastic.
You're fantastic.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Yes, this is Rick here in Bedford, Indiana, and I just wanted to thank you for your show. I believe that Elvis would be mighty proud of it. So just keep on doing what you're doing because you are doing it right.
I play an old piano from 9 till 1:30. Trying to make a living watching everybody else are having fun. Well, I don't miss much of that, but happens on a dance hall floor. Look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. What in the world are you doing, A-L-O-N-E? Say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Baby, when my papa hit the skids, mama had a time trying to raise 9 kids. Told me not to stack or dribbles in moonlight, and did the best you could to try to raise me right. Hey, but mama never told me about nothing like a wow you. Yeah. Say, your mother must have been another good looking mother too. Woman, I've seen a lot of others, but too much something and not enough another. He got it all together like a loving machine, looking like glowing and walking like a dream. Calling nature's been sure been good to wow you. Well, your mother must have been another good looking mother too. Hey, hey, good, 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 cock and cheek. Troublemaking, hunky-pokey bait. The men are gonna love it, all the women gonna hate. The mind and them of everything you're never gonna be. Maybe they'll get another world war three. But the world ain't ready for nothing like to follow you. Ooh. Well, I bet your mother must have been a good looking mother too.
That's an alternate take of a number 11, 1975 country hit. Welcome, everybody, to hour number 2 of Blue Suede Connection. Today, we are celebrating the music of the man, the legend, as we do every week, but it's a special celebration week this week because this week, we lost the greatest entertainer in the world.
Absolutely.
So what we do here on Blue Suede Connection every week is try to keep that music alive and play and share lots of things about Elvis and things you might not know. And we know a lot of new fans are coming into the Elvis world.
Right, yeah.
And so there you go. So they're learning stuff as they listen to Blue Suede Connection.
Yes, so for those of you that have been following us for a few years, you might hear us repeat things.
Yes, we do that once in a while.
That's why we do.
Like the list that you're going to share in a little bit, we've shared it more than once.
We like that list.
We like
to keep saying that list.
So you want to know what that list is, you just stay tuned, you're going to find out. And you're also hearing from some of our friends today who we've talked to, and you know, they share their love for Elvis and what turned them on to the man, and we're going to continue to do that throughout the rest of the show today.
Absolutely.
And just keep playing the great hits and the great music. You're also going to hear from Alice Cooper in just a little bit.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. All right. Okay. Elvis was asked one time about the old records, and let's hear what he had to say.
You ever pull out any of those old records from the Sun label and listen to them at all?
They sound funny, boy. Ain't got a lot of echo on them, man, I'll tell you.
baby, baby, baby. Now come back, baby. I want to play house with you.
Well, you may go to college. You may go to school. You may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And I'll be come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play house with you. All the way out here. Baby, I don't want you to know. Come on back and let's play a little house so we can act like we did before. But so baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Hit it. Baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Baby, 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 baby. Baby, 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 baby. Baby, 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 baby. Baby, baby, baby. Come back, baby, I want to play out with you.
Your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last.
It's now or never. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait.
It's now or never.
The big note at the end of that song, you know, this came out in 1960, right after the Army.
Right.
Number one hit for him, obviously. Sure. But you know he was anticipating in that Army house, right before he was getting ready to come out and get discharged, he was rehearsing that thinking, I'm going to nail him with this big note when I get out of here and let him see that, that I'm more than just a rocker. I'm a singer too, man, now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he was. Okay, we know that lots of people in the music world appreciate Elvis, you know, from the Stones to the Beatles to everybody he influenced. And one guy that really dug Elvis and got a chance to meet him was Alice Cooper.
Nice.
The Snake guy. You know, he had a lot of big hits, a lot of rock stuff, heavy rock stuff. Funny thing is, he's a born-again Christian now.
Yeah.
But he was even then.
Was he really?
Yeah. He said when he did his music, people weren't sure, you know, like, he looks really evil and he looks really bad, but when you listen to the lyrics to the songs, they're actually pretty positive, pretty cool stuff on some of them.
Yeah, really? I have never listened to
No, him. Of course, he also played that bad guy a little bit, you know.
It was a gimmick, right?
School's out for the summer and all that, you know.
Well, that
was
a fun song.
But he played that role. But nonetheless, he got to meet Elvis, and we're going to let you hear about his encounter with the man himself.
Now, I met Elvis in 1970. I got to the Hilton Hotel. Elevator opened up, and it was me, Liza Minnelli, Chubby Checker, and Linda Lovelace. When he came in the room, he was Elvis. He was Elvis. He was the guy. He goes, hey, man, you're the cat with the snake, ain't you? He said, yeah. And he goes, that's cool, man. I wish I would have thought of that. That's cool, man. He said, hey, I want to show you something. We go in the kitchen. He opens a drawer, takes out a loaded 38, snub-nosed 38, puts it in my hand, and he says, I'm going to show you how to take this gun out of somebody's hand. I was on the floor, and he's had his boot in my throat. I'm going, ha, it's good, Elvis. That's good. Of course, only three of us came down on the elevator that night. Now, I don't know what he did with Chubby Checker all night. I'll tell you what, he was an amazing character, very funny guy.
Wow.
But he was Elvis.
And he owed you. If he should ever wake up, show your story is made up. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. And if you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. Shadow, so afraid that sometime he may follow. There's always a chance he'll find us. Oh, I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Like an angel, talk like an angel,
but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are, devil in disguise. You fooled me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
If the only thing worse than a good beating is missing Blue Suede Connection, if you miss Blue Suede Connection, forget about it. There ain't no way back.
Kevin, I mean, you could talk Elvis forever with us. We know that.
Really,
but
good.
We're not the only Elvis fans in the world, us
right,
three.
Right.
There are many more out there, millions out there. But, well, I think you can introduce us, Kevin, to our next guest, who is a new fan, right?
Yeah, she's been an Elvis fan for a few years, you know, way prior to the movie, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was so excited about the movie because she was already a mega fan. She's doing such a great job carrying on his legacy to her generation. This is my daughter, Abigail. Abigail Presley Booth.
Abigail Booth. We know her as Abby.
Yeah. Hey, Abby.
Hi.
So tell us, Abby, you know, what are your first recollections of Elvis growing up? Obviously, your dad had a big influence on you, but is that what got it started for you, or is it something you saw on Elvis himself, or how did it begin for you?
My dad. I mean, I went to his shows growing up, and there was a point where I was, like, annoyed when my dad would turn on Elvis music, and then, you know, I was binge-watching his movies, and I texted my dad, and I was like, you know, whenever I watch Elvis, he makes me, like, happy. Like, whenever I'm upset, I'll watch Elvis, and it just makes me happy.
Now, Abby, you've turned a lot of your friends on to Elvis, too, right? Because we saw you at the movie several times on Facebook. I said, oh, Abby's out seeing it again with new people.
I had one of my best friends, Megan, and Nevaeh. I had them both go with me, like, multiple times to see it.
Well, that's good.
And, that's funny.
Yeah, and after, they were like, I loved it, you know? And they started listening to Elvis a little bit.
Right.
Yoda, I am. Connection Blue Suede, this is. After message, right back, B.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck. Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the railroad neck. Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck. Let them know thing. They say that we're too young to know the meaning of a ring. I only know I love you and that you love me too. Oh, darling, this is what I ask of you. Won't you have my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by hand. Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring. Well, they say that daddy is not the proper thing. They say that we're too young to know me. I only know I love you and that you love me. Oh, darling, this is what I beg of you. Won't you have my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by hand. Let them know
a toe tapper.
Woo! Yes.
From 1958, that's Wear My Ring Around Your Neck. That went to number 3 on the charts back in the day.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right, I want to get you to do double duty real quick.
What?
First, I want you to give the phone number again so everybody can call us and let us know how much they love Elvis and how they're digging Blue Suede Connection. And then I want you to share some tidbits with us.
Wow, this I'll be yes. overworked here.
Yes, I'll pay you. I'll give you a raise.
Baby. All right, so our phone number is 540-227-0514. Let It Ring has a long ring, like 8 rings. say what you want to say. You can also text us. And if you're WhatsApp, you can call or text on there as well.
We make it easy.
That's right. Now, listen, Graceland.com wants you to know.
Okay.
The self-titled debut album, Elvis Presley, was the first rock and roll album to make it to the top of the Billboard charts in the U.S.
I did not know that.
Very first
album. Right, good, good.
That's awesome. Elvis has over 150 different albums and singles certified gold, platinum, and multi-platinum.
That's why he's the king, huh?
That's right. He holds the record for most top 40 hits at 114 total.
Wow.
He has 3 Grammys, all for gospel music. And his first gold record was what?
Heartbreak Hotel.
He got it and was received in 1956.
Good stuff.
For sale. Well, excuse me if you see me crying like a baby. Since she rejected me, there's nothing left to save me. Who wants to buy a heart? Oh yeah, one broken lover's heart. One broken heart for sale. Hey Cupid, where are you? My heart is growing sadder. That girl rejected me just when I thought I had her. Who wants to buy a heart? Oh yeah,
one broken lover's heart.
Ooh,
one broken heart for sale.
Ooh, well, she would not listen to the things my heart was saying. She turned and walked away and told me I was playing. Some guys have all the luck, but my heart hasn't any. I think I'll paint a sign for sale for a penny.
Yeah. Who wants to buy a heart?
My poor heart.
One broken lover's heart.
Yeah.
One broken heart for sale. To buy a heart,
oh yeah,
one broken lover's heart,
ooh,
one broken heart for sale.
Ooh. Hey Cupid, where are you? My heart is growing sadder. That girl rejected me just when I thought I had her. Who wants to buy a heart? Oh yeah,
one broken lover's heart,
ooh,
one broken.
Ooh,
to buy a heart. Oh yeah, one broken lover's heart.
Oh yeah,
one broken heart for sale.
Come on, baby.
Who wants to buy a heart?
My whole heart.
One broken lover's heart.
Oh yeah, one broken heart for sale.
Ooh. Everybody.
Who wants to buy a heart?
Oh yeah.
One broken lover's heart.
Uh-huh.
One broken heart for sale.
You got to sing along. That's what we like to do.
It's a big no-no, though. We do it all the time.
We break all the radio rules here on Blue Suede Connection.
Yeah.
Hey, it's our show, and it's our friend's show.
Do what
we
want.
Exactly, exactly. All right, here's another one of those lists, and I totally disagree with it. I mean, I don't disagree that these are all great albums, but
okay.
The greatest, ChaosSpin.com.
Chaos.
10 best Elvis albums of all time.
Mm.
Number 10, Elvis Gold Records, Volume 2.
Okay.
Number 9, the mini album, Peace in the Valley.
Mini album?
Yeah, it was like a 4 or 5 song album.
Okay.
Yeah, thing. Number 8, from Elvis in Memphis, fantastic album.
Yeah, great album.
Number 7, a classic Elvis Christmas album.
Yeah.
King Creole, probably the best soundtrack
mm-hmm,
album.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Country, I'm 10,000 Years Old, great album.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, the Blue Hawaii soundtrack.
Oh, okay. Well, best-selling movie.
Yeah. Number 3, Elvis Presley, his debut album.
Okay.
Number 2, my favorite, Elvis is Back.
Okay.
Number 1, G.I. Blues.
That's the number
I
one.
I love Pocket Full of Rainbows. I love Wooden Heart.
Back up. This
greatest,
is your best, his
yes.
best albums.
You feel me. You know.
Wow. What's their email address? We need to hand that
I
one
don't
out
know.
Right
it's
now.
It's chaosspin.com.
Ghetto and I wouldn't like to do all that type of stuff, you know.
Right.
Well, in other words, I wouldn't like for everything to be a message because I think that it's still entertainment to be considered.
As a snow flies
child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. But if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? A child needs a helping hand. You're gonna be an angry young man someday. Now take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. The young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, he tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as the young man dies, on a cold and Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Thank you.
Well, I've got a gal, she's as cute as she can be. She's a distant cousin, but she's not too distant to me. We kiss all night. I speak is her type. But we're kissing cousins, that's what makes it all right. Yeah, we're all cousins, that's what I believe. Because we're children of Adam and Eve. Now I've got a gal and she wants a lot of love. That's the kind of trouble I need plenty of. We'll kiss all night. I'll squeeze her tight. But we're kissing cousins, that's what makes it alright. I've got a gal and she taught me how to live. She can give a lot and she's got a lot to give. We kiss all night. I squeeze her tight. But we're kissing cousins, that's what makes it alright. Yeah, we're all cousins, that's what I believe. Because we're children of Adam and Eve. Now I've got a gal and she wants a lot of love. That's the kind of trouble I need plenty of. We'll kiss all night. I'll squeeze her tight. We'll be kissing cousins, and I'll make it all right. We'll be kissing cousins, that'll make it all right. All right. Yeah, we're all cousins, that's what I believe. Because we're children of Adam and Eve. Now I've got a gal and she wants a lot of love. That's the kind of trouble I need plenty of. I'll squeeze her tight. We'll be kissing cousins, and I'll make it all right.
the kissing cup. That'll make it all right, all right, all right, all right.
Well, Kai has just texted us from Oklahoma while we're doing the show here, and she says, Elvis means a world of different things to me, but I think the most important is what he represents to me. He gives me more hope than I can imagine and a sense of relief in things I can't handle. He teaches me in a lot of life situations, and I couldn't thank him more. Well, Kai, absolutely well said, and we thank you for sharing your thoughts about Elvis with us. Thanks for listening.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your blue suede connection.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive. I never thought this could happen to me. Yeah. I got stoned by a sweet honeybee. I want to feel it for a moment for me. It started in my eyes, crumpled up in my head. I want to loot my heart. I'm a storm, yet I'm mine. I got stoned. Yeah. Yeah. She had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen many figures before. She started buzzing in my ear, but buzzing in my brain. I'm stoned. What a feeling of a pain. I got stoned. When I don't play, I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased with you, man. Could you give me one little peg on the back of my neck? And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, it's a little longer than two. I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing like a high every day. But I'm never gonna leave once I arrive the blue. I get stuck. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased with you, man. Could you give me one little peck on the back of my neck? And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, it's a little bit of 102. I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing in my head every day. If I ever, I'm never gonna leave once I arrive. Cause I'm not. I got stuff.
You know, those songs weren't easy to do back then. They couldn't have been. Yeah. Listen to all those words he throws in there. I want to buzz in your hive every day at five. I mean, all this stuff is growing up so fast.
You got to learn it.
It's like Jailhouse Rock. He said he had to do that, I think, in parts or something.
Yeah, that's why there's so many takes and why we have so much fun playing all the outtakes.
And we got some good alternate take shows coming up in the future, by the way.
And you spend so much time cleaning up his frustrations on the air.
He did throw out a few colorful metaphors here and there in the songs, and I have to clear those out to make it.
Yeah,
hopefully obviously. You can't hear my cuts. They're in there, though.
No, you can't hear them.
Only the shadow knows. Okay, only the shadow knows this list. You and I know.
Yeah, we've said this list before.
Yeah, we've talked about it many times, but you and I just get a kick out of the list.
Uh-huh.
And because it is a celebration of the great music of Elvis today and a great man, it's appropriate for you to go over this list.
This is the first time I've ever read the list, here we go. This is the list of halls and walks of fame that Elvis has been inducted into as a member. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Country Music Hall of Fame, Rockabilly Hall of Fame, Gospel Hall of Fame, Honky Tonk Hall of Fame, Memphis Music Hall of Fame, Mississippi Musicians Hall of Fame, Mississippi Walk of Fame, Shreveport's Walk of Stars, Mississippi Hall of Fame, Mississippi Arts and Entertainment Experience Hall of Fame, Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame, UK Music Hall of Fame, Playboy Jazz and Pop Hall of Fame, Hit Parade Hall of Fame, Christian Music Hall of Fame, 411 Music Hall of Fame, never even heard of that, Memorable Music Hall of Fame, Kempo Karate Hall of Fame, Martial Arts Hall of Fame, America's Pop Music Hall of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame, and Las Vegas Walk of Stars.
Well, you deserve to be in some kind of Hall of Fame for getting through all that.
When I walk through that door, baby, be alive. You're gonna make me sore. You don't treat me right. Don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. Treat me nice. I know that you've been told
It's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, dream me nice, make me feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. You know I'd be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Leave me nice, make me feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. You know what I really don't like if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Leave me nice, leave me nice. Yeah, honey. If you really want my love, are you sincere when you say I love you? Are you sincere when you say you love me too? Gotta know which way to go. Will our love grow? Are you sincere? Are you sincere when you say I love you, honey? When you say you love me too, and are you really mine? Every day, all the time, I've got to know which way to go.
All right, there's something kind of special about that song, and I'm going to let you explain.
Absolutely. Well, there's a few songs that did chart right after Elvis passed. Are You Sincere was number 10 for 1979.
Well, we're going to end with one today that was a big hit.
Yeah, the one that really stands out for me is Honky Tonk Angel that was number 6 in 79, because I was like 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember the first time I heard that on the radio.
Me too. My mother came running in the house.
Yeah.
Her and dad were out somewhere shopping. She goes, "You're not going to believe it, but I heard a song. It didn't even sound like Elvis to me."
I'd never heard it before, and I'd spent years at that point. I thought it was something new that, you know, oh my gosh, it was awesome.
Honky Tonk Angel. Here it is.
When was the last time you kissed me? And I don't mean a touch now and then. It's been a long time since you felt like my woman. Even longer since I felt like your man. So tell me,
me and say I love you. How much more do you think I can stand? Oh, when there's an old friend out there and she's waiting, Lord, she's happy just holding my hand. So tell me if you think it's over and I leave it up to you how it is. 'Cause if you don't want the love I can give you, well, there's a honky-tonk angel who will take me back here. Yes, there's a honky-tonk angel who will take me back here.
Yearning for a little romance, I wanna know when you're gonna give me a chance. Love me, honey, tell me you're mine. Oh, don't you think it's time? I've been yearning for a sweet embrace, a rub on my hair till I'm a total disgrace. Kiss me, honey, make me feel so fine. I don't wanna walk without you, love, right by my side. It hurts me to see you talking to any other guy. I kiss a woman when you touch my cheek. You thrill me so much that I can hardly speak. Love me, honey, make me feel so fine. So much that I can hardly speak. Kiss me, honey, make me feel so fine. But don't you think it's time?
Yeah, I know, all about time.
Woo, don't you think it's about time another hour?
I think we should, but, you know, I don't know that the radio stations would appreciate that. Nope. We'd be messing their schedule up.
Yes, they would not be happy.
I don't know about you, but I really appreciated today's show, just because it was the good stuff, all the big hits, and, you know, the things that turned you, little TL, little Dan, onto this guy back in the in our childhood.
Absolutely.
And we remained sincere, loyal fans to this day.
Absolutely, yeah.
Any final words you want to share?
You said pretty much everything I feel, and I just want to thank everybody once again. We love you guys, and you are family. You know, we've got Elvis family all over the world.
Yes,
we have friends all over the world because of Elvis, so when we say you're family, we really mean it.
There you go. All right, friends and family, as we always say every week, we're going to do this again next week. Say it with me, TL.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
We love you guys.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. So much for you, still love, I need your love, I need your love.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.